Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we look for patterns in nature and art, so the Bible is full of exquisite design. Psalm 99 shows first the pattern of a repeated conclusion, a one-line chorus. Section 1, verses 1 to 3, ends with, quote, "Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy." Verse 3. Section 2, verses 4 to 5, finishes with, quote, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy." Verse 5. The conclusion of section 3, verses 6 to 9, and of the whole psalm reads, quote, "Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Verse 9. Note also the many references to his sacred dwelling place. He dwells between the cherubim, verse 1. The Lord is great in Zion, verse 2. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, verse 5. And worship at his holy hill, verse 9. When you link these two ideas of his habitation and his holiness, we can catch a glimpse of the scene in Isaiah 6, where the prophet, quote, "saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had 6 wings, and with 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Verses 1 to 3. We might also hear an echo of the 3-in-1 God in Revelation 4:8. Quote, "The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." We are also reminded here of 3 earthly intercessors, quote, "Moses and Aaron and Samuel. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them." Psalm 99, verse 6. Is the God who, quote, "answered," and the God who forgives, verse 8, looking for intercessors today? Are you willing?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.